pancakes.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the 19th episode of Season 3 of Press X to Start.
Ooh.
Press X is a weekly gaming podcast about inclusivity and its place in gaming. Games are for everyone, and we here at Press X hope to break down the walls of exclusivity with our talks on news, reviews, and all things video games. I'm your host, your heavyweight champion from Wishanigawood, California, a.k.a. the janitor because I be washing niggas, a.k.a. Big Fella, Godzilla's third cousin twice removed, Marcus Ellison.
I am Sean MF Ross.
What the MF stand for?
Jinx, you owe me a Coke. I don't know you shit! Fuck you!
Marijuana facelift.
Yeah. Ooh, okay.
I'm sure that's...
Wait, do you apply somewhere. That like topically? How does that work?
CBD, THC, ABC, nigga, I don't know.
One, FBI. Two, three.
That sounds like something that would happen in California.
And I am DJ, a.k.a. Sexy Bad Choice.
Yeah.
A.k.a.
Whispering in my ear, nigga.
You like it. A.k.a. You know what? I don't even got a fact for you today because I've been playing so much Dauntless.
Oh, okay.
It's just what it is, you know?
Did you know Dauntless is a video game?
Is it a video game like Days Gone?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
And before we go any further, we're going to let you guys know that there will be no what we've been playing this week.
That was our what we've been playing. Dauntless and Days Gone.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah. You're right.
There you go.
Because there's something coming next week that I don't know if you're in the know on it. It's a nice indie conference called E3.
Hey, hold this yearly, I believe.
I thought you were going to talk about PAX East. Never mind. Wait, what?
We need to go there one day, you know?
Yeah, we do.
We need to show up. Yeah. Represent.
Yeah, nigga, because, you know, you got freaking E3 passes and just reject them.
Nah. We need to not get kicked out, though.
But what we need to do is talk about E3.
Predictions.
So
emphasis on the Sean's. Go ahead.
Me? Okay. So my predictions for this conference, we'll just do a round robin. We'll all do one and then do a second. Okay. My first one is that Armored Core will be at E3. I'm going to keep saying this shit until it happens.
You sound like that disillusioned little boy that hopes his father is going to come back and pick him up. He's sitting on the corner, on the curb. Like, he's coming, isn't he?
By the time
it's
this
a nice
nigga
warm
gets,
day outside. The
by
curb
the time this
nice.
Nigga gets a next Armored Core game, he's going to be like Rose at the end of Titanic. It's been 84 years.
And nigga, why don't you just actually build a mech?
That's what I'm saying.
I help you.
Make your own damn Armored Core game. You a developer, aren't you?
But if I do that, I'll get sued by them.
I mean, yeah, so.
No. I mean real life, bro.
Oh.
Walk down the street in your Armored Core mech.
I like that idea, actually.
What are they going to do? Stop you? You have a mech now.
Well, based off my skin color, I think they probably will. Yeah.
They'll find a way. They'll find a way.
Sir, do you have a license for that?
Bullets, my only weakness. Anyway. So my first prediction is that Microsoft is going to drop a trailer for Halo Infinite.
Pretty safe. Pretty safe.
Yeah. Safe choice.
Yeah.
Are people going to give us... Who cares about Halo at this point?
Microsoft fans.
They can make people care about Halo if they do it right. That's the thing. Like, I feel like Halo is a franchise that could definitely bubble up again. But it's just how are they going to do that? Like,
and I mean, I think it will eventually, especially because they have a television show in the works too. So
yeah,
I think there's enough Halo fans
cancel
out there
after
still.
One season, nigga.
There's enough Halo fans that are still out there that will drive up the interest for this game, especially if it's a good trailer.
Right.
Who's the
right.
main character at this point? Ain't Master? Is Master Chief? I don't know.
I don't know. Give us your prediction,
Cortana.
Microsoft is going to announce Xbox 540 the same way they tried to not look inferior to PlayStation 3 and call this shit Xbox 360.
Oh boy, just so stupid.
Xbox 540 X plus that one
would be hilarious.
DJ, what you got?
My number two prediction is that even though Sony said they will not be at E3, they will be there. But at Microsoft's press conference.
They're going to invade the stage like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
My God.
You're going to hear that glass chatter. And then the head of Sony go come and Stone Cold.
in a tank top and jean shorts.
And they're just going to play the rest of the Sony press conference over the Microsoft press conference.
With all the Microsoft colors still being there.
Can we have The Rock join them?
I'd be down. I'd be down.
Microsoft be like, wait, this is our time. It doesn't matter.
The Rock wearing like a giant like shirt with just Nintendo on it.
The console wars are over. My second prediction is that Sony will be dropping the release dates for The Last of Us 2 and Ghost of Tsushima.
I forgot about Ghost of Tsushima.
They didn't.
Man. Yeah. Yeah, okay. That'd be cool to see something on it.
They
had to
have you focus on Days Gone. They had to get them numbers
That's
up.
True. That's true. Yeah.
Which is actually surprisingly doing very well. It's on top 10 lists. It's near number one for a lot of countries.
Really?
That's being sold. Yeah.
Nice. Wow.
Despite the reviews.
Yeah.
It takes a while to get into the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, the reviews aren't even that bad. It's just...
Yeah, we take 7 out of 10 to be bad, but I mean, it's just not...
It's still good. It's
yeah, that's still good. That's average. Yeah. Better than average.
What's your second?
I need to see Square Enix announce a Parasite Eve remake. Reboot something.
I mean, hey, they're remaking everything else at this point. Might as well.
I need to see this.
Okay.
It's... go. Just go. Please. Please.
Don't make me cry. All right. So I have a third prediction, but I'm going to change it because, Sean, you just inspired me. Oh. I want to see Square Enix. Is this a Square Enix property? I want to see them.
It don't matter. They can still announce it. Right?
Announce a new Zone of the Enders game. Is that Kojima?
I think Zone of the Enders is Konami.
Konami.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're going to cut all this out. My third prediction is EA will step up on stage, talk about what games they're going to be showing, and not apologize for the trash fire that Anthem has been.
We got your money, bitch. What you going to do about it?
Fuck y'all niggas.
It's like, nah, I hear that the developers of Anthem are actually supposed to be at E3, but Anthem the game isn't supposed to be. Whatever. I don't. Next.
Can I point out how much fake love you have for Zone of the Enders that you didn't know who the fuck published it, nigga?
That was a very long time and a lot of things happened.
You fair weather fan. Imposta.
I love you, Zone of the Enders.
I will say this, though. Like, it would be dope if Kojima could get the rights to the Zone of the Enders and then that be his next Kojima Productions platform.
It turns out that the things that are in the sky are actually...
That'd be fire!
Oh, shit.
So my third prediction, I realize now that I have the safest predictions out of all three of you.
Yeah, yeah.
Or all three of us, is that Ninja Theory will announce their new IP.
Mm. For Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. I mean, they have 14 titles, so that could definitely be one.
Mm. Nigga, them 14 titles are Halo 1 through 3, Halo Infinite, Halo Reach, Fable 1 through 3, and then Gears 1 through 5, and maybe Minecraft.
14.
Fallout 87.
And my prediction, my final prediction.
Here we go.
The most likely to come true is that Tupac is going to bust out like Coachella, but this time it's going to be the real thing. I don't know what he's gonna announce. Maybe that he's just back. I don't know, but he's coming back this year. I promise you.
He's gonna announce Microsoft's new streaming platform.
Nah, we don't fuck with the Marcus.
Nah. Tupac gonna come back and announce Def Jam Fight for New York 2,
And it's gonna be on a new Sega console. Because that's the last thing he knows. That's the last thing he played.
Dreamcast 720.
Oh shit!
Got a Gamecast.
Oh, man.
He's going to be darker from his time in Cuba.
So those are our totally serious E3 predictions.
Yep. And it's going to be real interesting.
Yep.
Come next week. But before we go any further, we're going to have a word from our sponsors.
Tupac.
Hey, everyone. Have you been enjoying this episode so far? Would you like to make sure you keep getting the best laughs, latest news, most fire takes? Then we're going to need your help. If you haven't already, please subscribe to our show. And if you have, tell 3 people about the podcast. Could be strangers, could be friends, could be loved ones, hated ones. Who cares? Every little bit helps. After you've done that, please follow us on Facebook at Press X number 2 Start, at Instagram at Press X number 2 Start, and Twitter, Press X number 2 S. And now on our YouTube page at Press X to Start TV. If you've done all these things, well done. You're a real one.
And we're back.
Oh.
So.
That was quick.
DJ.
Hey.
Got some quick hits for us?
I do. It is a 6-hit combo.
Combo breaker.
Yeah. Oh, nice. So, first hit. This is the PlayStation Plus games for June. And we have Sonic Mania and Borderlands, a Handsome Collection.
Okay. I played Sonic already on the Switch. I will play it again.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I might pick up Borderlands.
Yeah, like I think I'm actually going to download both of them because I just skipped Sonic Mania when it came out. And I also skipped Borderlands, the collection, because I was just like, that's not how I want to play Borderlands.
Yeah.
But if it's free, might as well try it out.
The peak of my Sonic fandom was on GameCube, and I'm fine with leaving it there.
What Sonic game was on GameCube?
Sonic Adventure 2 Battle, which is an amazing game.
And DJ, that's a horrible mantra. If it's free, I'll try it. That's
horrible. He's going to be in Tijuana, go to a donkey show. They said it was free.
Shit. Sometimes you're going to see a donkey show.
All right, second hit.
Y'all niggas ungrateful.
This is the new games for gold. This is Xbox's free games. There will be EA Sports NFL 19.
NHL?
Jesus.
It's a nigga on the box. You just thought it was NFL, huh?
They all look like to me. Okay? I don't know.
Terrible.
Rivals of Aether?
Never, I don't know what that is.
Or never heard of that. Right, yeah. Portals, still alive.
Is that just...
What is that?
Is that 1 and 2?
I don't know.
It's on Xbox 360. I might boot that shit up to download it.
Okay, let us know.
That was a good-ass game.
And then, Earth Defense Force 2017.
Trash. I don't even know what it is. It's just trash.
Actually, Earth Defense Force is like a very, very like old franchise that they just keep releasing stuff. And it's basically just... You are a soldier that fights giant insects, and that's the whole game.
So Starship Troopers.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. But Starship Troopers, but the insects are like as not sexual. Big.
And you're not the villain.
No, the insects are like as big as buildings kind of thing.
Oh.
They're huge.
I mean, hey, someone likes them.
Yeah, yeah. Keep coming out. All right, number three on the hits. Microsoft will have 14 Xbox One first-party games at E3.
Mm.
That's a whole lot of stuff.
Microsoft out here wilding out.
We'll see if it's like, of course, it's not going to be 14 AAA titles. It's going to be a bunch of B's and C's and double D's. And
Microsoft out here acting like you when your parents aren't home. And, you know, you can just start wilding out.
I'm going to say the N-word.
Nachos. All right, number four. Marvel's Avengers game will be revealed at E3.
All right.
I'm interested.
Excited.
If it can be as good as Spider-Man.
Yeah. So,
yeah, you know.
So apparently there is rumors that there's like a certain level of customization to the characters.
It's probably going to be like, what's that free-to-play game on PlayStation? DC Heroes or whatever?
Please, God, no.
Like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Please, God, no.
I really hope
no.
they don't do that. If they do that.
What direction could they go with this?
Well, the thing is, there's already, was it Marvel Ultimate Alliance?
Yeah.
Which is that. So,
yeah,
like,
but that had actual characters that you control.
Yeah.
If what customization?
I don't know.
I'm just going to give Captain America back his beard. I like that shit.
All right. So, yeah, I mean, just to find out on that, like, honestly, I'm just hopeful that this thing will be a good announcement because it's been in the... It's been in the pot for a very long time.
And it's Crystal Dynamics, right?
I think so.
I'm just curious, given who it is that's publishing this game.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really not sure what type of game this is going to be, given who's putting it out.
I thought Square was putting it out.
Well, yeah, I think it's
published by Square.
Yeah, published by Square, but Crystal Dynamics is working on it.
Yeah.
And so I'm curious to see what it's going to be.
Right. So number five, this is a rumor, but The Witcher 3 may be on Switch.
All right, that's that.
That's that. And number six, the last hit to knock you out. Ghostbusters, the video game, will be remastered and announced for the Switch.
Okay.
That's... Yeah,
I know it's a beloved franchise, but who's asking for this?
I don't know.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
I guess it's kids who watch Ghostbusters, and I don't even now think it's have
kids.
Yeah, I mean, I liked Ghostbusters, but I don't. I mean, it could be a fun game. Whatever, just not for me. I don't eat eggs.
I'll play it when it's free on PlayStation in 5 years.
Who you gonna call? Nintendo customer service.
All right, let's get to the heavy hitters.
All right.
Number one.
So, it's time, baby. old Kojima-san.
Oh, jeez.
Came from Mount Sinai. Dropped us a real fat trailer for Death Stranding.
He dropped them stone tablets.
He sure did, boy.
A 9-minute long trailer.
And I'm telling you right now, that game is going to fuck my shit up.
Come here, let me run your fade real quick.
Before you press the start button.
In all seriousness, so we dropped the trailer officially. It's about 8-9 minutes of completely new footage.
Yeah.
And I know that the meme for a long time has been with Death Stranding, what is this game? And I'm now more confused than ever. But this is actually a very informative trailer.
Actually, real quick, before we get on the trailer, I just want to make a comment about how awesome Kojima is about getting this fanfare. Getting like this whole like fans to like react and like get pumped for this whole trailer thing. He released a 24-hour live stream of the game. Yeah, right. It was of the game.
It was obscured, but you could see, like, because handprints is like flash, a theme in the game. So, like, they were overlapping handprints, and you could actually see the game through the handprints, but not enough to tell what was going on.
Right, and the handprints was tied to how many people were watching. Oh, so the more people watched, the more handprints would appear on the screen, so you'd actually be able to see more footage.
When I was watching it, it was about 23,000 people
watching. Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
You know what? That man's got a very creative mind.
Oh, yeah.
And I appreciate him. He sees the Matrix.
He understands.
I want to try whatever drugs he's on.
Right. For real. For real.
Life. Straight edge.
But so, like I said, this was a very informative trailer. Yeah. Like, it's still Kojima, so it's like got weird mystery box things happening and everything's a haiku. Mm-hmm. But like within this trailer, if you're actually paying attention, you can see how this game is supposed to play. You can see what the crux of the story is. You can see basically how the world operates. It's all like there.
Yeah.
There is some slight combat elements.
You know, I'm happy to see that he's using a gun, as odd as that sound. I was hoping that it wouldn't be like straight running away survival horror. Kind of like, you know, games where you have a flashlight and that's it or a camera.
I agree about that. Like, I was happy to see some combat because as all in that I was going to be on this game for the story alone, I can definitely see how it would have gotten tiresome to just walk around as this Amazon Prime worker who has no physical agency of his own.
Kind of like Firewatch.
Right.
Right, exactly.
The,
so
the game needs some kind of pushback or it's just going to be you walking across the US.
And so, yeah, there's some combat elements, though a lot of the game seems to be about kind of making sure that you have your cargo and possibly avoiding confrontation if you can. Mm-hmm. Then there is no death in this game. You just get dragged down to this hellscape where you essentially have to fight your way back up to life.
Right. The hellscape is called Hades.
They
just drag you down and you have to play Hellblade until you get back up to the...
Did you see that there was a P on command button?
Yes.
What? In the top right of that circle. Yeah. It looks like, people have pointed out, it looks like there's a peeing icon.
Yep.
Oh, I'm going to be peeing the entire game. I'm going to pee in the middle of a fight. He's got his dick out.
You can distract him. Kelly.
I want to piss on you. Trip, you trip, can, trip.
You can distract the BTs by pissing.
Exactly. Is that pee?
Oh, our only weakness.
Also, while seeing the gameplay as is, you can definitely see how Metal Gear Solid 5 was the testing ground for a lot of stuff going on in this game.
Right.
Because you can see in the DNA of the traversal and how he utilizes items, it looks straight up like Metal Gear Solid 5.
And especially how long ladders can get in that game.
Oh, yeah. Ladders long as
because
Black Man's Ladder.
Right.
I mean, he literally just did MGS 5. So
yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Although I, when I watched the trailer, I was like, this is cool. But why is the only black person in the trailer has a full face mask?
It's Kojima. I'm sure there's a reason for it.
Yeah, I know. But like,
was his name Black Man?
Could be.
He's a diehard man.
Oh. Wait, also, what? Yeah. That was just a black mask. How do you know he's a black man?
His fit.
No, he was.
He has a black head behind the mask.
That's racist. You can't say black head.
It's a pimple. His head's a giant pimple.
Nah, I mean, one thing that's fascinating to me about this game is, outside of everything, is that the story element or the theme of the game is reconnection.
Yeah.
And I remember Kojima going on this tirade a long time ago about how, like, this game is unlike any other action game because of ropes.
Yeah.
And now I get what he was talking about with how, you know, ropes and strands can tether us together.
Yeah.
And you're going through this landscape trying to reconnect the disparate parts of America that have been destroyed by this cataclysm. And I think that that's kind of an interesting theme, especially given the time that we're living in.
Yeah.
I think it's a weirdly timely game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm definitely seeing this trailer. I was saying on Slack or whatever that this trailer kind of sold me on the game because up until now I was like, this has been cool, but like if I don't have any gameplay, like what am I getting?
There's nothing that's telling us that it's not a movie.
Yeah. So like,
I get it.
Yeah. Like watching this, like, of course it felt very much like MGS5, but I also was getting like Final Fantasy 15 vibes.
Yeah. Like roaming around and getting into random fights. Yeah.
And I like the idea that when you die, you end up, it kind of looks like you're in this like forever war kind of thing.
Yeah.
And like that becomes like a third person shooter kind of thing. And
yeah.
I'm going to guess like once you die, you start at a point, you have to get to a quote unquote finish line.
Oh, I just got it also because war is hell.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it, Kojima. I see what you're going on.
He's not that smart.
But yeah, I'm very excited for this. And one last thing is the Mads Mikkelsen of it all is easily the biggest rogue element of this game because everyone else in the trailer, you can kind of gather what their role is and what if the battle lines are being drawn, you can see who's on what side.
Right.
But Mads is this thing that's like, I'm not sure what side, what you're doing here or who you're supposed to be.
He reminds me of in Walking Dead, the mayor.
The governor?
Yeah, there you go. The governor, because you see Mads Mikkelsen in the room with somebody in a hospital bed.
Right.
Yeah.
Something has to be going on.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, like it definitely seems like maybe if not, he was part of the start of this.
True.
Or he like literally played both sides. Like he was on our quote unquote
side.
Maybe
he was a result of like a experiment gone wrong.
Yeah.
He exists in both planes of existence. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
Also shout out.
Or he might only exist in Hades. And
that's
he's like kind of that tether between that's like kind of whatever. I don't know. Fucking. I'm just.
Also shout out to Hideo Kojima for putting one of my favorite directors of all time in this freaking game, Nicholas Winding Refn. I was like freaking out when I saw him in this trailer. I'm like, what?
Who is that?
He directed this Ryan Gosling movie, Drive.
Oh.
Yeah, so I was like,
wow.
That's okay.
I kind of got to wonder what those conversations are like.
It's like. You know, it's less surprising because you know that Hideo's a giant film nerd, but it's still like.
Like, so I'm making this game. Oh, cool. What's the game about? Well.
I don't know.
Do you know the phenomenon called Death Stranding? No. Here's a link. Okay.
Just bring your ass.
Right. Norman Reedus will be there. Oh, okay.
That's all I got to say.
Right.
But yeah, so that was Death Stranding.
Yeah.
Okay. Next so, up. Call of Duty Modern Warfare
2019. Hey.
They're not calling it a reboot because a reboot implies that there is something wrong with the Modern Warfare series.
Mm.
They said this is a reimagining
yeah,
of how Call of Duty was tackling real world events kind of that was going on. Like
at that
the,
time, yeah.
I don't know how to explain that. But ultimately, it's releasing in October 25th, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
They watched a lot of live leak to develop this game. So they watched a lot of people dying, shooting, breaching.
Yeah.
Like, they worked on a new engine for it, so it renders polygons 5 times more.
I can tell, because
That
trailer is gorgeous.
Yeah. Like, that trailer was most certainly, like, at 60 frames.
Yeah.
Like, 4K kind of shit.
Well, they always worked on 60 frames. They would rather drop the resolution in most Call of Duty games, they said, because there's a certain feel why people keep on coming back to Call of Duty.
Yeah.
And that's the feedback once you actually, as terrible as it sounds, shoot somebody in the game.
Yeah.
You get a satisfying feedback, a satisfying ping or whatever.
Because we're all murderers.
No, we're not all murderers. Murdering is fun.
As DMX said,
I'm going to need you to cut that, please.
People don't kill people. Guns kill people.
Yep. Right.
This will be the first Call of Duty to have crossplay between Xbox, PS4, and PC.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there copying Dauntless. How dare they?
Hopefully they Dauntless copied Rocket League, but
how dare they?
Hopefully they have like a filter so you can play against keyboard and mouse players versus controller players.
You can like not play against keyboard and mouse.
I mean, you can already do that on the PS4 and Xbox anyway.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They well, like have a keyboard and mouse?
Yep.
Yeah. I understand that, but like, it's going to make my death so much more
This
annoying.
Is going to be real brutal. There's going to be no zombies mode this year.
Yep.
Thank the Lord.
They want to keep it as realistic as possible.
Yeah.
And
the only zombies that actually exist are in Baltimore.
And Florida.
No offense.
All offense.
Okay, so Captain Price is back. They have a new voice actor, though.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of the stories that I don't know if they're going to give you a choice in some of the stuff that you have to do, but from the demos that have been seen, they're like a YouTuber named Drifter. He was invited to check it out early along with a bunch of other people, and he said it looks brutal. In the current form, he's like, this can't be released the way it, like, this is quite ridiculous. They have a part where I think, like, you were trying to help a woman out of a building, you know, you were clearing the building, and they're like, come on, ma'am, you know, follow us. And she's like, no, let me get my purse real quick. And they're like, ma'am, stop, just come with us. And she tries to reach for her purse, and they spray her, they light her up.
Oof.
Whoa.
What she was reaching for was actually a detonator. They said it could have leveled the building.
God dang.
Whoa.
There's another scene was describing where basically there's a woman holding a baby.
Yeah.
And you have to decide whether or not to shoot this woman and or her baby. Like, you don't know if it's
actually a baby.
Yeah. They are going to hit you hard with the feels this year around.
You know, this is the first time that I've been excited for a Call of Duty game in a long time.
Yeah. Is it all the darkness that they're doing?
Yes. No, it's because, one, my favorite Call of Duty to this day, still Modern Warfare 2.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fact that they're going back to revisit that property pings my ear. And then also the fact that they are handling these atrocities head on, like they are not skimming, which isn't surprising if you played Modern Warfare 2, because there's a section in that game where you're playing a Russian terrorist.
Is that No Russia, right?
No Russian, yeah.
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 You didn't actually have to shoot.
That's what I'm saying. You didn't have to, but there was, but it happened.
It definitely
happened. And you can actually skip that whole section too.
Yeah, yeah. You can have that be not in your game.
So with this game, the fact that they're plunging you, true to Modern Warfare fashion, plunging you into these really tough scenarios, and you've got a choice to make.
Yeah.
And you could clearly tell they also probably spent some time recounting or talking to people who have been in battlefield scenarios, because that whole do I shoot this baby or not because it could be a bomb sounds
a
like
lot of
something
people
right. And
the
that's a thing that they have to deal with,
Navy SEALs, I think.
So this game is going to be very, very interesting.
So I had said a couple things last episode.
You sure did.
About specifically a story mode in a Call of Duty game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to just clear that up just a little bit.
Uh-huh.
If this game did not have a story mode,
mm-hmm.
fine. But the story mode that I've seen, or what looks like to be the story mode of this game, looks fucking fire.
Y'all nigga, eat that crow.
And and you know what? I'm glad they made a story mode.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been saying from day one, Call of Duty games need to have a story
mode. Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. Okay.
But yeah, like, this, it looks super intense.
Yeah.
And like, okay, so Kind of Funny podcast I listen to, of course.
Mm-hmm.
They had, like, I think Greg and Andrea were talking about their experience with the game.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get to play it. They got to watch it. And apparently the scene that they saw, I'm not going to say because it could be spoilers or whatever, but it involved essentially the childhood of one of the main characters,
uh-huh.
and what she went through.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I guess mild spoilers, it ends up with her having to save her brother by literally, like, killing this guy who is, like, strangling her brother.
Are you talking about
the main character, one of the main characters
in this game?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ultimately, the guy kills their father, and they basically have to play a hide and seek game and stab this guy up a couple times.
Yeah. Like she stabs the guy up a couple times or whatever. And the guy, like, tries to kill her brother, and she ends up picking up the AK and shooting him.
And then apparently she actually grows up to be a main character.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's going to be crazy. I can't wait.
Look forward to those impressions.
Oof. Oof.
Because that's dropping this year, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, just making sure.
October 25th. Speaking of heavy hitters that's dropping this year,
uh-huh.
we had a conference by one of the heavy hitters,
uh-huh.
Pokemon.
Okay.
Pokemon had a conference.
Detective Pikachu is great, by the way.
Detective Pikachu is great. I wish this conference was as great as this thing. I sat and I watched all 39 minutes of it.
Mm-hmm.
It was so awkward. So awkward. But we're not going to talk about the awkwardness of the conference because that gets into Japanese culture and what this was.
They want to watch you sleep.
Speaking of sleep, one of the titles that was revealed is Pokemon Sleep. So,
what?
You remember Pokemon Go?
Yes.
How they had the Pokemon company was like, hey, we're going to get you to move and you're going to do it playing Pokemon.
They gamified walking.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Now,
uh-huh.
with you all tired out and sweaty, they want you in your bed sleep so they can gamify sleeping.
Sometimes it feels like somebody's watching me.
What?
Yeah.
How?
How, you ask?
Like a Fitbit, but a sleep version?
Yeah, with this Pokemon device that I don't have in my hand right now. Yeah, we don't fucking know.
What do you gain from sleeping? Like, do you catch Pokemon?
There's been no details.
You get a good night's rest. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't need that. All right, Steve Harvey. Even play a game for that.
Steve Harvey Jr. Rich people don't sleep.
What if I'm in bed and I'm having sex? What about that Pokemon sleep? Well,
you catch the Dittos and the Mucks and the Grimers, nigga, and the...
Well, as I mentioned last podcast, you burn a number of calories.
This is true. Like,
but, I don't... Pokemon no one 6. Really knows what this is about. Like,
Pokemon... You know what?
You mean breeding? They did that already. Like, I mean... They didn't really release any details in terms of gameplay and like how it actually works.
Okay.
There's a device that's associated with the game.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's gonna count how you sleep. I don't really know, man. Anyway, the more
that
important
was just
thing.
One of the things they announced.
Yeah, the more important thing is Pokemon Home.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember PlayStation Home?
Yeah.
Think
it's a goddamn
like
shame.
That, but with Pokemon. And minus the whole interacting with Pokemon in 3D realm thing. Actually, you know what? It's nothing like PlayStation Home. Anyways.
It's just a slave internment camp to send all your Pokemon to from all different generations.
Where are we going to war next? Pokemon Sword and Shield.
We're going to see what's really been going on when we leave our Pokemon at the Pokemon daycare.
You like that Pets movie?
Yeah, so basically, Pokemon Home is going to be a repository for all your Pokemon. So
what you just call it?
A repository.
Oh.
What? He thought it said suppository. Put these Pokemon in your butt.
Way up there, Morty. Way up there. We got to get
anyway, the other game they announced.
So, yeah, so real quick about Pokemon Home. You're basically able to take Pokemon from Pokemon Go, from Pokemon...
Let's Go,
and let's go Pikachu and Eevee, and then have those go to Pokemon Sword and Shield.
As well as anything that could be in your Pokemon box, because yes, they already had a Pokemon box where you can do it from all different generations.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right, and the other announcement... Other big announcement, Pokemon Masters.
Basically what we already are.
Yes. At this point, we all are freaking out. Anyways, Pokemon Masters is essentially what everyone thought a Pokemon game on mobile is going to be. So this is your traditional, you battle like gym masters with your Pokemon. You have, it can be a 3-on-3 match.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like it's like Pokemon. It's like Pokemon will be a thing, but like done up a bit and mobile. So. Expect the transactions.
Pokemon Masters.
Also.
New Detective Pikachu game. We're coming out for Switch.
Yeah.
And you have something you want to say?
The shirts.
Oh, boy, the shirts. Yeah. We will get to that real quick. I have feelings about that. But so real quick about the Detective Pikachu game is it's not a sequel to Detective Pikachu, because there was originally one released on 3DS,
mm-hmm.
but it's more so like it could actually. I'm sorry, they haven't clarified whether or not it's a sequel or not. They just said that they're going to be finishing the story of whatever Detective Pikachu.
That's what a sequel is, nigga.
I guess so.
Is it like
tired of you not reading?
Is it like Phoenix Wright but with Pokemon?
I don't know. I never played the game.
Oh, yeah.
I honestly never played the game. Sean, have you played the game?
What do you take me for?
I mean, you're the Nintendo guy.
I'll fight all you niggas.
Detective Pikachu rated M for mature.
Shit. And then real quick, Pokemon Quest is coming to China. That's cool. Anyways, the biggest announcement is that there are now Pokemon shirts. Not normal t-shirts, but button-down
dress shirts.
Pokemon dress shirts.
Like God intended.
Like God intended. If you're Ho-Ho.
Boy,
like Ho-Ho intended.
I will fry. Y'all are lucky I'm not in school anymore, because I was frying it up over this shit.
Check out my Pikachu button-down shirt. I'll pop my collar, boy.
Like nigga, where you shop at? GameStop? Oh, bum-ass nigga.
No, Nintendo.com. Yeah, so, you know, whatever, man. I just, like, they were all, during a conference, they were all sporting the shirts, and at one point, they finally commented on the shirts, and everyone was just like, because that audience was dead as fuck. Anyways, what's next?
Yeah, this conference sounds whack as shit.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
What's also whack as shit? So, if you've been rocking with us for a while, you know that probably sometime last year, I forget when exactly, mm-hmm. we did a culture episode
mm-hmm.
on how the World Health Organization was considering naming gaming addiction as a disorder.
Yep.
Well, hell is empty and it's the devils are here, because
yep.
this is exactly what happened as of, what was it, last week?
I believe so. Well, I mean, based on this recording, yes, technically
yes.
last week, yeah.
As of last week, they have officially deemed gaming addiction, or as they're calling it, gaming disorder,
yeah.
as a thing.
Yep.
Ah, boy.
Yep. I mean,
I can't help but feel like this is just a, even though it's not technically a thing, but this just feels like another element of the war on gaming from the government. Like, it just kind of feels like another way to blame gaming for things that you're not actually looking at.
I disagree.
Go ahead.
A little.
We need a discourse.
They are able to design some games like gambling machines to where they have a feedback loop that keeps you in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've been to a casino or not.
Nope.
Don't. Keep your money.
Yes.
If you use a slot machine, they have certain, when you win something, even if it's minuscule, to keep you going. right?
Mm-hmm.
That releases endorphins in your brain or whatever the hell it comes
right,
is.
Right, right, right.
They are able to do the same thing with gaming.
Mm. Yes.
That's how they, like, what the hell they call it? Candy Crush?
Oh,
stuff
yeah,
like
yeah.
that. Farmville.
Yeah. King.
Yeah, and to a lesser degree, Fortnite. I mean, I'm not addicted to Fortnite, but I mean, didn't yeah. someone die last year or 2 years ago?
They basically neglected their personal, their body's responsibilities just to play a game.
But see, this is my thing with that, and it's something that we talked about when we did the episode, the culture episode.
Yeah.
One, is there enough of those cases to warrant a whole disorder being named? And then two, to me at least, I could be wrong, but to me at least, that is a signifier for something much deeper than the video game. There is something that has been neglected mentally and emotionally.
You're going to be addicted to something regardless.
Exactly. So it's right. not gaming.
You have an addictive personality.
Exactly. You have something else. So it's not the game's fault. And so for me, this whole gaming disorder thing, I'm just kind of like, we're passing the blame onto something because it's easy. Same thing with when there's violence and it's like they're playing them damn video games.
Yeah. My thing is, I think it's weird to, like, I mean, I understand the whole, like, yes, if you are playing a video game too much and yeah. you're neglecting your own personal responsibilities and you playing the game is affecting your life in a negative way, you have a problem.
Right.
Yes, I understand that. But at the same time, with what I said, with that example being said, can you switch out games for phones?
Right.
Is there a phone disorder?
Right.
Or so a fishing disorder or a right. basketball disorder.
Yeah,
or
it's like, it's not necessarily the medium that's the problem. It is how you interact with that medium.
Yep.
And I will say that some people in the game industry are very predatory in terms of how they build their games.
Absolutely.
And that is a problem that needs to be fixed as well.
Let's look at this from another standpoint. This may be somebody high up trying to help a certain section of people game the system. If this is classified as a gaming disorder, it's a disease now. We all could technically collect disability on this shit. Like, for real, for real.
Shit.
Well, y'all aren't gonna see me for another 2 weeks. About to get that disability check, boy.
Like legit. Like,
that's true.
Somebody
that's a good
could
point.
Claim this as a disability, and that's a complete private thing that nobody else would have to know about. It's between you and your doctor. And
what's a halfway home for this?
The arcade? I don't fucking know.
I mean, and that's another thing. I think that's kind of a problem. You know, like that kind of brings down the integrity of something like that, I guess. And also,
right.
with it being an official disorder, there will also be parents who do not like video games or, you know, that sort of thing. And they can be like, my kid's got the disorder. Like, is there official? I mean, if it's been officially regarded as a disorder, there might be official parameters to it. Like, this is what qualifies you as.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
I mean, it's the whole thing of that. If you playing games is affecting your personal life in a negative way,
right,
then you may have this disorder, is what it's saying. But like,
but still, I don't know, man. That still sounds kind of broad.
Exactly.
And
like, yeah, it's okay. Yes, you are classifying this as a disorder, but it's really like the people who are affected are going to be affected no matter what they're
exactly
they're taking their personal time with.
So apparently, there's actually an online test at the World Health Organization's website. And the UK, China, and Australia are the ones who developed the psychological test for it. It's about 20 minutes. You're given a score out of 20. 5 or more indicates higher tendencies towards gaming disorder. But like,
yeah.
Even still, also, I think that one thing about gaming as well, which is probably the last point that I make on this, is that with things like, I don't know, gaming can change the course of your life or like your quality of life if you're addicted to it. But even still, like, gaming isn't as destructive as, I don't know, drugs, alcohol, stuff like that. And so once again, I still feel like they're just using gaming as a cipher to mask bigger and deeper psychological and emotional disorders that just aren't being addressed. So
yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I just don't know.
People classifying this are looking from the outside in. So anything more
than
X like, amount of time playing a game. But right. Like, if you sat there and watched movies all day or watched TVs all day,
you got a movie disorder.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, right. Yeah. Like, that was an example of just like, well, no, you obviously can't have a movie disorder. But it's like, well, how can you only have a gaming disorder?
Exactly.
You know?
Like, you're just a recluse that plays a lot of video games. You're not, you don't, I don't know. I guess there's no way to really, like, wrap up or address this because, you know, it's out there in the wild now.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was just our thoughts on it.
Yeah, pretty much.
So take us home, DJ. You all right?
I'm not all right. He's trying to find my notes, guys.
All right, Drake.
Well, this has been another episode of Press X to Start Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we enjoyed making it. Don't forget to rate and review us on your favorite podcasting app. Every little bit helps. If you missed any of this, you can find all the details and more on our website at PressX2Start.com. Until next time.
Uno out.